level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. Brought me a new shovel. Put these engines in the dirt. Chain with the new bezel. I'm an engine, put it work. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level.
Happy Memorial Day. You're listening to The Mark Steiner Show on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Stephanie Mavronis, one of Mark Steiner's producers, here with my colleague,
Mark Unnery. And we just wanted to take the time this Memorial Day to share some of the music we've been listening to lately. Earlier on New Year's Eve, we brought you some of our favorite music from 2015.
And we had new picks at that time.
And we just wanted to bring you some of the music that we've been listening to lately as the weather gets warmer, you got your cookouts going on, whatever.
That's right. And I think, you know, last time we focused on new music, I think both of us are bringing some things in different styles. Like, we've been listening to music differently in the past couple months. I know everything that you're going to be sharing with the listeners today is vinyl. It's from vinyl, right?
Yeah. And that might be a little bit pretentious, but that's one of the main ways that I listen to music. I'm going to start with this song from Prince. After Prince died earlier this year, I think a lot of people realized something that we've known here at the Steiner Show for a while, that you can't find Prince's music online many places.
Right.
You can't find it on YouTube, for instance. There's some examples, but, you know, he did a really good job with taking control of his own music. And I think that it was interesting to see, because one of the things that happens when musicians die now is people really come together online and share their favorite music of theirs. And this is probably the first Prince song I ever heard. It's from the Batman soundtrack from Tim Burton's 1989 Batman movie. And it was definitely the first time I heard Prince. I was 6 years old, and I really loved this song. And then years and years later, I really listened to the lyrics, and I thought it was beautiful and prophetic and political and paranoid and spiritual all at once. And I think that that's kind of what Prince did best. So this is called The Future from the Batman soundtrack by Prince. That's great. You mentioned it felt prophetic when you came back and listened to it again. What did you mean by that? Well, I mean, just the lyrics. He says he's seen the future and it works. Systematic overthrow of the underclass. Hollywood conjures images of the past. New world needs spirituality that will last. I've seen the future and it will be. I mean, I think it's interesting. I think the original Batman from 1989 was using this gangster imagery from the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And if I watched it again recently, and it looks really dated.
Yeah.
And it looks like Tim Burton playing with these gangster motifs. And then you hear Prince in the soundtrack of it saying Hollywood conjures images of the past. It seems like he's kind of critiquing the very movie that he's in. And, you know, I think it's interesting to just hear this kind of bleak view of the future and then be like, well, it works. Whether or not we like it, like, this is the future right now.
And we were talking about, like, Prince's music and the way that, you know, he made a decision to sever ties with Warner Brothers and distribute his music on his own. And it reminds me, I've seen a couple things written about this too, it reminds me of an artist that we've been spending a lot of time listening to who just put out a really cool independent mixtape that'll never exist in, like, a physical form, but it's, you know, was put out online completely for free, right? And we're talking about Chance the Rapper's coloring book. If you don't know Chance the Rapper, definitely check him out. He's been getting a lot of really cool praise for the work he's been doing. And he's from Chicago and, you know, has a professional relationships with people like Kanye West, collaborated on with Kanye on The Life of Pablo. I don't know. He just creates like such fundamentally positive music, and he's just like such a fundamentally positive person, and is like trying to change some of the culture around hip hop, and is really been committed to being an independent artist in a way that I think there's a few rappers who, you know, say like, oh yeah, I'm independent, and then once they get an offer they're kind of gone. And it's been awesome to see people listening to it, and I wanted to share one of my favorite songs for that. The music video for it just came out. I'm talking about No Problem. Kind of touches on some of these issues around the record industry and like him navigating this world as an independent artist who's also has features on his album from artists who are represented by the major labels. But let's take a listen to that right now.
You don't want zero problems, big fella.
Yep.
If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dreadheads digging in your lobby. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. Just another day at the pickup on the mail. They gonna channel riding through the street, they be like they go. You thought it was. You taught that talk that make a lame man fucking fall in love. Not me though. If you could keep those from at your head like Craig did Debo. Don't tweak, bro. It's never sweet, oh.
Also featured on that song, you know, later in the verses you hear 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne, they're featured on the song as well.
I love that. And you know, it sounds so positive. When I first heard this album, I said that it sounded like adult Sesame Street.
Yeah. What you got next for us from the record collection?
From the record collection. This is from a Nina Simone album called Songs of the Poets, Harrison, Dylan, and Simone. And it's an interesting collection of songs. It's a bunch of Bob Dylan, Beatles songs. And then it's got some songs that Nina wrote, like I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. Mm-hmm. And this one is called The Backlash Blues, and it's about white backlash to the civil rights movement and black liberation struggles. And it's really been resonating with me recently right now because I feel like we're in a moment of intense white backlash, both to the movement for black lives and also against organizing that has been happening over the past 10, 15 years for immigrant rights. And you really see that in the form of people like Donald Trump and his popularity. So I've been listening to this song and really thinking about Trump, but also the movement around Trump that's bigger than Trump, this intense racist white backlash. So this is The Backlash Blues by Nina Simone.
So Mr. Backlash, Backlash, who do you think I am? You raise my taxes and freeze my wages, send my son to Vietnam. You give me second-class houses, second-class schools. Do you think that all colored people are just second-class fools? Mr. Backlash, I'm gonna leave you with the blues, yes I am. Try to find a job to earn a little cash. All you got to offer is your mean old white backlash. But the world is big, big and bright and round, and it's full of other folks like me who are black, yellow, beige, and brown. Mr. Backlash, I'm gonna leave you with the blues, yes I am.
That was Backlash Blues by Nina Simone, and the words for that were written by Langston Hughes.
Wow, that's really awesome. That's cool. It's so appropriate for this time. I'm glad that you shared it. You know, speaking of Nina Simone, I just mentioned, you know, Chance the Rapper collaborating on Kanye West's The Life of Pablo, the much-anticipated new album from Kanye West. And throughout his career, Kanye has sampled Nina Simone so much. And, you know, there's like a certain, in my mind, just like in their personalities and the way that they sometimes are rebuked by, you know, like white America and like some of the powers that be. And like they really have just like insisted on doing things their own way and like haven't necessarily acted in a way that like everyone has found to be super respectable or appropriate. And I think it's awesome. I know Kanye gets criticized all the time. I have loved him for so long and still do. But I think there's like a certain kinship between Kanye and Nina Simone that I think Kanye at least feels. He sampled her so much in his music. So Nina sampled on The Life of Pablo. I wanted to share one of my favorite songs from that album that Kendrick Lamar is featured on, No More Parties in LA. It was one of the first two songs that was released from The Life of Pablo before the album came out. And I think it's such an excellent song. And so I wanted to play it for you all today. This particular song is a really cool Juni Morrison sample that gives it a lot of awesome depth, and so we should listen to it.
Let me tell you, I'm out here from a very far away place. Chance to be a star. Nowhere seems to be too far.
No more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA. No more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA. No more.
Los Angeles.
Please.
Shake that body, party that body.
Please.
Shake that body, party that body.
Please.
Hey, baby, you forgot your Ray-Bans, and my sheets still orange from your spray tan. It was more than something.
That was Kanye and Kendrick, No More Parties in L.A. from The Life of Pablo.
All right, so we've been sharing a bunch of music from people that you may have heard of, and I wanted to share one of my favorite groups that you may not have heard of.
Yeah.
It's a band called the New Bloods, and they were a kind of short-lived band out of Portland, Oregon in the late 2000s, and I really love them. They were three women who played bass, drums, and violin, and I just thought,
yes,
it's absolutely beautiful. Because also, to be totally honest, one of the things that really turns me off of rock and roll is often the guitar. So just remove that from the mix and, you know, beautiful things can happen. No shade on the guitar. I play the guitar.
But look, as a short-lived violin-playing folk punk musician myself, I truly love that.
And something I really like about the New Bloods is they really melded different kinds of music together in a way that didn't sound forced. So they have post-punk sounds, funk, mm-hmm. and then this kind of Americana folky thing with fiddle. So this is from the first song from their only album from Kill Rock Stars, and it's called The Secret Life.
Believe it.
That was great.
Yeah, I really love them. I used to work at a record store, and this is something that I found when I worked at that record store, and sometimes I miss working at a record store. I really want to shout out Normals Records and Bookstore in Waverly. They have such great used records, and I want to shout out Celebrated Summer in Hamden, and you should check them out.
And Celebrated Summer and Tony, such a cool record store, and it really reminds me of being in high school and stopping by the store when I was in Towson, you know, with a group of my friends. It definitely was one of our regular activities, and so I have a lot of love for both of those spots. I'm glad we could shout them out.
And it's about to be the 10-year anniversary of Celebrated Summer in June, and Tony Pence from Celebrated Summer is putting out a zine, putting together some photos and stories from the past 10 years and of Celebrated Summer, and they're going to be doing a release party at Atomic Books, which is right next door, so keep a lookout for that.
Yes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. That's really cool.
What do you have for us now, Stephanie?
Something that's kind of a wild card. This is by an artist who maybe is not an artist anymore, as per the latest news reports from him. Someone whose Wikipedia page I have been known to update. Someone whose grandmother was an opera singer, and he said that like he kind of has like drawn from that in the way that he performs and the way he approaches music, and kind of, you know, in the same vein as Chance the Rapper, is someone who I think has been kind of trying to intentionally put something out there that's different, that's like a little bit more positive, a little more lighthearted than like some of the heavier music that's like, you know, maybe more negative and like a kind of community, like society look. Talking about I Love McConan. And so he kind of blew up working with some producers in the Atlanta scene. And I'm pulling a song from his mixtape, I Love McConan 2. The song is called Trust Me, Danny. I just think it's like so, it has such a, I don't really know how to describe the beat. It has like such like a kind of like different like motion and energy to it. And so I wanted to share it with you because it's kind of like, it's goofy. It's kind of upbeat and silly. And that's the kind of music he creates. And I like that. That was Trust Me, Danny, I Love McConan. And I wanted to clarify something I said earlier. I said, you know, he might no longer be an artist. I know a week ago or so, he like tweeted something out saying he's just kind of like done with the whole industry, the music industry. And he's the artist who kind of became popular, had the song Tuesday, Club Going Up on a Tuesday, that Drake picked up, did a remix of, and he's actually kind of affiliated musically with Drake and his label. But I think has had a lot of issues, like frustrating issues with his album not coming out when he wanted to, and like, you know, people in like the record industry not necessarily believing in what he was doing, and then like the sound that he's kind of cultivated becoming popular via other artists, and you know, him feeling like a lot of his music is getting released so late, and also that there's just a lot of negativity out in the music industry in the world and how people get ahead, and he's just kind of has been like jaded and is kind of done with it for now. So I hope that's not true. I love him so much, and I want him to feel good about the work that he's doing and be respected by the people who are supposed to be respecting him. Truly put some respect on McConan's name. What you got next for us?
All right, so we're going to go out with this, to break with this song that I picked because, I'm going to be honest, I listen to a lot of old jazz vocalists. So Baltimore's own Ethel Ennis, Sarah Vaughan is one of my favorites, and I've been listening to Billie Holiday lately, and this one record I have of hers called The Last Live Recording of Billie Holiday, which then I was doing some research, and maybe it's not the last live recording of Billie Holiday, but, you know, people put things on records. It's a song, Miss Brown to You, and this song has a special meaning to me because it reminds me of hanging out at my grandmother's apartment, listening to Billie Holiday with her and having my mind kind of blown. And it was really the first time that I had heard jazz and liked it. So I was probably 8 or 9. And yeah, so this is Miss Brown to You. And I am Mark Gunnery, one of the producers for The Mark Steiner Show.
And I'm Stephanie Mevronis, the other producer for the show. We have to take a break here, but again, we're going to go to break with Billie Holiday's Miss Brown to You. Enjoy it. Come back with us after break. Stay with us because we have so much more to show you, another whole half hour of music to share with you. So stay with us.
Who do you think is coming to town? You'll never guess who. A lovable, huggable lamb, Lip Brown. Miss Brown to you. What if the rain comes pattering down? My heaven is blue. Tennessee's sending me up, Lip Brown. Miss Brown to you. I know her eyes will fill ya, but go slow. Don't y'all get too familiar. Why do you think she's coming to town? I wait and you'll see. The lovable little Miss Brown to you is baby to me. Who do you think is coming to town? You'll never guess who. A lovable, huggable lamb, Miss Brown. Miss Brown to you. What if the rain comes pattering down? My heaven is blue. Tennessee's sending me Emily Brown. Miss Brown to you. I know her eyes will fill ya. But go.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Gunnery, here for The Mark Steiner Show, and I'm here with my fellow producer, Stephanie Mavronis.
Hey, hey. Thanks for listening. We're sharing some of our favorite music. You might have heard back right around the new year, we put out an hour-long kind of our favorite picks, our favorite new music from the year to share with you. We got a lot of really good feedback on that show, and so we wanted to do this sort of seasonally. So this is the second installment, and we hope that you've enjoyed it so far, and we'll share it with your friends. The podcast will be up on steinershow.org. We love sharing music with you, right?
We really do. And that was Alice Coltrane,
yes.
Her song called Something About John Coltrane. And I love this album and I love Alice Coltrane. And she's another brilliant, visionary, spiritual performer. And this is an album that she did in 1970, Journey in Satchidananda, with Pharoah Sanders, who she played with in John Coltrane's band before John Coltrane died. And yeah, I really think that you should check out this album. And our friend of the show, Abdu Ali, samples from it on his new mixtape, Mongo, which you should also check out.
Yeah.
So yeah. What do you have for us, Stephanie?
So the thread that's kind of tying together most of my picks, this has been a really rough spring. It's been raining so much. It rained for like 3 weeks straight here in Baltimore. I have a lot of trouble with that. It's always a struggle for me to get going when it's rainy like that. I get bad headaches. So I've just been relying a lot on some good music that has like awesome production that's kind of upbeat. You know, listening to music like that also paired with like music that's kind of like mellow and has like a spacey sort of vibe that's really appropriate for all the rain we've been getting. But there's been this artist who I've been listening to since probably middle or high school, this DJ from Spain who does a lot of really cool sampling, has made these awesome albums that are just like Tropicala samples mixed with like kind of like indigenous percussion and like just a really like fusion of Latin music in a lot of ways, sounds of Spain, like sounds of the island, like kind of like youth culture in a way. He goes by El Guincho, ELGUINCHO. And he has this new album that's kind of a departure from some of that sound, called Hyper Asia, Hyper Asia in English. And that's apparently in Spain, this chain of dollar stores that sells really weird little like beads and trinkets and stuff like that. And so he made an album, an electronic album that really speaks to the colors and like the feel of those stores and like the range of stuff that's in there. And so this song that I want to play next, it features Mala Rodriguez. The song is called Comics with an X. And, you know, his other two albums, Alegranza and Pop Negro, are two of my favorite albums of all time. Definitely listen to them. But this is a really cool track from this album. So here's Comics. I hope that you enjoy it. That's the song Comics by El Guincho, who's from Spain. It has a really, really cool and weird music video, like a lot of his videos. And as a true music video lover, you should definitely check it out if you're like me and love to see like the visual representations that artists choose for their songs and like their album covers and all that. What's next?
What's next? This is an album. This is a 10-inch record. I'm not sure when it's from. There's no date on it,
really?
But it's this album called Wedding on Second Avenue featuring Dave Taurus and his clarinet and Abe Ellestein and his orchestra. And it is Jewish klezmer music from probably the 30s. It sounds like the 30s, maybe early 40s. And I've been really interested in Jewish music lately and have been studying it, trying to learn more about its history and playing it. So this is a song that I really enjoy. It's called Chazan Kalam Mazel Tov, and it's a wedding song. And something that I really like about this kind of music is that it's written in minor keys that in a lot of Western music that kind of signifies like sad songs. Mm-hmm. And within this, it's almost all these songs are written in this kind of what would be thought of as minor scales, and it's party music, and it's something that I've always enjoyed. It kind of gives it this edge that some of the contemporary swing music that Dave Taurus and Abe Ellestein were influenced by and maybe trying to copy, I think some of that lacks some of that edge. Like, and this is kind of a little bit darker, but party music as well. But yeah, this is Chazan Kalam Mazel Tov by Dave Taurus and Abe Ellestein.
Mm-hmm.
again was Chazan Kala Mazel Tov by Dave Taras and Abe Elstein.
For this next track, I want to introduce it without saying a lot about it. We'll talk about it a little afterwards. Last episode, we talked a little bit about Anderson .Paak, who is an artist we've been getting into, just like the way he plays with a lot of different genres, a lot of different styles of like singing and rapping and also playing instruments himself, like comes from a music background and really isn't confined by like labels. I mean, he really does his own thing and is super talented. So he has this new album called Malibu. And there's a song that we've been getting into that's called Come Down. I want to play it for you now. See if you identify the sample and we'll talk about it afterwards.
Young niggas got me hot.
Come Down by Anderson .Paak off the album Malibu. You want to talk about that sample? Because this song came out and I think maybe I sent it to you and you were like so disturbed by the sample. Like shocked to hear it in this context.
Okay, I had lots of feelings with this song because that sample is from Hatikvah, which is the Israeli national anthem.
Like, what did you feel when you first heard it?
Yeah, so when I first heard that and heard the sample from the Israeli national anthem, you know, it upset me because I don't like Israeli policy regarding Palestinians, and I'm Jewish and I don't appreciate a state existing that is basically does horrible things in the name of Jews. And so, you know, we got some issues with Israel, but, you know, I was raised Jewish and this in Hatikvah, the Israeli national anthem was, you know, ubiquitous. And while I never liked the song and never supported what it stood for, I always really liked the tune.
Yeah, and it's really catchy and like in this setting, like in this kind of like funky, like, I don't know. It provides like such a cool like melody, but it is like funny to learn more about it.
Yeah, and you know, and the melody for the tune is really old. It comes from a 16th century Italian song, and so I was having complicated feelings about it. But I like Anderson .Paak's album. It's beautiful, and yeah. So what do we have now?
It's all you.
Okay, this song is called The Reason Young People Use Drugs. And it's by an artist named Abner Jay, who was from Georgia. He was born in the 20s. His father was enslaved, so was his grandfather. And he was raised a sharecropper in the Deep South. And he came up singing songs on the plantation that he worked on. And he's a really interesting artist. As he got older, he started to play the six-string banjo and all these other instruments all at once, like a one-man band situation. He'd drive around in his pickup truck and just perform in different places. And not too long ago, Mississippi Records, which is a really cool record label out of Portland, Oregon, put together a number of reissues of his work. And I thought this song in particular, The Reason Young People Use Drugs, is good to listen to. So let's just listen to it and I'll talk about it when we come back.
Yeah. They are tied, so tied, our promises. They are fettered with conditions. Lord, have mercy on all of us.
That was The Reason Young People Use Drugs by Abner Jay, and I love that song. That song was recorded, I believe, in the late 60s, early 70s by a man who at that time was in his probably mid-40s. And something I like about that is just the counterculture was happening. I'm not too sure what Abner Jay's relationship to counterculture was at the time, but he's making this commentary on drugs, that young people use drugs, rich people use drugs, old people use drugs, poor people use drugs. And he approaches it with this level of sensitivity of like, look, like people are fed up. They're fed up with politics. Like, people are going to use drugs. And I think we spend a lot of time on the Steiner Show talking about drug policy and trying to get people in here to talk about alternative ways of thinking about dealing with drugs in our society. So I wanted to share that because I thought it was a really interesting snapshot of how some people were thinking about this stuff like 40-some years ago.
Awesome. Really cool. This next track is another true jam that I cannot get enough of. You know, we just heard Come Down by Anderson .Paak. This is a song that he's featured on the album Genesis by a rapper named Domo Genesis, who's like affiliated with Odd Future. This is such a good song. It kind of like speaks for itself. It's just like, I feel like everyone who hears that, it has this like infectious like quality about it. Just makes you want to dance. The music video is so good. It's one of my favorite music videos that's come out in the past couple months. You know, it's at a roller rink. It's just really, it's like such a fun song, like a fun groove, and we should listen to it. The title of the song is Dapper by Domo Genesis off the album Genesis featuring Anderson .Paak.
It just needs that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And yeah, say hold that, yeah. Light. Come on now, hold up. Smoke that fire. Come on, don't start to hold it. That, baby, you got to hold on. Yeah. Smoke. Pull the flash and the light off of one glance. Can only imagine the hype. Trying to figure out what's being your plans for the night. Cause I ain't felt this good in weeks. Got a fresh cut, now I'm looking for the freaks. Fresh car wash, whistle, put your hands in the Jeep. Use your etiquette and bring sand to the beach. Been all around the world to keep running. Shorty wanna hold my hand, it ain't nothing. Right, said it's worth time to say something. And when they tell me I'm out my mind, I ain't budging. Yeah, I'm sorry if I'm so overzealous. Cause I ain't find no energy like you on this planet. So yeah, just put your number in my hand, yeah. I'm up for that people family, you dig me?
Hold that light. Come on now, hold up.
Smoke that fire.
Come on, don't start to hold it like that.
Baby, you got to
hold on.
Smoke that fire.
That was the song Dapper by Domo Genesis featuring Anderson .Paak. Love that track. Check out the music video.
That's so good.
It just makes you want to dance. Wherever you're dancing in the studio, it is real. It's real.
Yeah, we got a lot of love for Anderson .Paak over here. So this next song, every April is Record Store Day, which is a time when labels and artists will release special limited edition vinyl releases that are only distributed at independent record stores. And I usually go to Celebrated Summer on Record Store Day. This year I didn't make it, but I went to Soundgarden in Fells Point the day after Record Store Day, and I picked up this album. It's another 10-inch by John Coltrane called The Roulette Sides. It's songs that he recorded in 1960 for the Roulette label that were released a while later as one side of the album, Best of Birdland. It's interesting because it's the first time that John Coltrane and pianist McCoy Tyner recorded together was this song called Like Sunny, and they would play together for the rest of John Coltrane's life, so for the next 8 years or so. So this song is called Like Sunny, and it's by John Coltrane from the Record Store Day release, The Roulette Sides. Like Sunny by John Coltrane.
Awesome.
What do you have for us?
This is probably my song of the moment. It's just one of those songs I heard on the radio, and it was heavily edited, and it was edited in such a way that like you couldn't even, the words like didn't make any sense. But I loved it, and there's this series of these like consecutive noises that happen every time kind of like the chorus or like hook happens that just make me feel so good and happy. It's kind of like a trap influence, but like also weird, and has a lot of, it almost has this like washed out quality to it, and like kind of like weird spacey quality. But yeah, it has a really similar beat to Rich Homie Quan's Flex Ooh Ooh Ooh. So let's just hear like a little bit of it. But yeah, it's by Young Greatness. The music video for this song really reminds me of the music video for Juveniles, huh? So if you're a fan of that music video, check out Young Greatness's music video for the song Moolah, spelled M-O-O-L-A-H.
Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, fizzle, greatness, whoa, whoa.
Just to get that moolah and stack my change up, then go see that jeweler. Stayed in the kitchen, whoop out that. Stayed in the kitchen, whoop out that. All I ever had with the my cousin Leroy with the East Dinity T switching four lanes on the stove with the cook up like propane. Aye. On the block where the shots go bang. Only real, really gon' hang. All my life, you was saved by the bell, I was saved by the aye. Young boys with choppers, young boys with lawyers. We stand in the kitchen and whip out that. We whip out that, whip out that, whip out that, whip out that. All my life I hustle just to get that moolah.
Okay, what you got next for us, Mark?
I've got a song, it's got a little bit of a story to it. So, there's a local record label called Canary Records.
In Baltimore?
In Baltimore. And it's a guy named Ian Nagoski who takes old 78 RPM wax records and digitizes them and then puts them online and also releases them as vinyl 33 RPM records. You know, before I was talking about old klezmer music, and he puts out stuff from all over the world, and it's so Greek music, stuff from the Ottoman Empire, and this is something that I really like. It's this album called Nightingales and Canaries, and it's music from Istanbul and from the 30s and New York from about 42 to 1953. And when I knew I was going to be featuring this song, I reached out to Ian from Canary Records to ask him if he knew the lyrics to this song, which is called Sclavia Tesmaine, Song of Slavery by Virginia Megiddo. And he wrote me back, and I'm just going to read you the note. thanks for your note, Mark. Not only do I not have a translation of the track, but I've learned in the past few months that the original disc from which I made the transfer was mislabeled at the factory. Not an uncommon problem with discs on that label. It's not by Virginia Megiddo, but instead by the Sephardic singer Victoria Hazan. The right title of the song is Arimim Seni Herguni, and the lyrics are in Turkish. And Victoria,
do you know what this song is about?
Well, the translation of the title is something like, I call out for you every day. So, you know, I imagine it might be a song of love and longing and maybe lost. But I don't know.
Let's hear it.
Dardan kestim kereste, kuş besledim kafeste. Dediler yarın hastello, yetiştim son nefeste. Dediler yarın hastello, yetiştim son nefeste. İşlerim, işlerim, al yanaktan dişlerim. Seni bana verseler lo, köle olur işlerim. Seni bana verseler lo, saçların gümüşlerim.
Yeah, that's Victoria Hazan from the Canary Records compilation Nightingales and Canaries. And yeah, this is more of a Jewish music that I've been interested in lately. Victoria Hazan is a Turkish Jewish singer who she sang and played oud in her synagogue, and she sang songs in Turkish, Greek, and Ladino, which is the Spanish dialect that that Jews spoke, as well as Armenian and French and Hebrew. So I'm just trying to seek out more songs of her. So if you got any Victoria Hazan records out there, please let me know.
That's so similar. I mean, a lot of, like, regionally, a lot of, like, kind of like folk music has a lot of, you know, like, similar roots. It sounds really similar to a lot of the Greek folk music that I grew up listening to at church or at Greek festivals. And obviously, like, my family being from Chios, an island extremely close to Turkey that was, like, occupied by the Ottoman Empire, there's, like, a lot of kind of influence in different ways. So that was really cool. Thanks for sharing that.
Hey. Well, look, I'm sorry, not sorry, but we are at the end of our show. Don't turn that dial, because we got Dee Watkins coming up next talking about his incredible new book, The Cook Up, a Crack Rock Memoir. But this is it for us right now, and I'm really happy that you all could join us. I hope you're having a great Memorial Day. I am Mark Gunnery.
I'm Stephanie Mavronis, and please, you can tweet us. Let us know what you think about today's show. Of course, you can tweet us for the show at Mark Steiner. My Twitter handle is at Steph Mav, StefMav.
And I'm at Mark Gunnery, GUNNERY.
Yeah, so let us know what you think, or you can email us at talk@steinershow.org, or, you know, leave us a message on Facebook. We really care about what you think about the segments we put out there. So give us your feedback. Let us know the tracks that you liked from today's show.
So what's this last track you got for us?
Okay, so another album this year so far that I've just been in love with. I came to it, admittedly, kind of late. I had a lot of friends who were already on this tip who were super into this album. And sometimes it takes me, like, an extra minute to get there and, like, really be in the right mindset to appreciate something. I'm going to dedicate this one to Tyron at WEAA, who shares a very similar taste in music with me, with Anderson .Paak and this next artist especially. But I'm going to play some Bryson Tiller, who's kind of like a someone who blends genres a little bit, who has, you know, does a lot of singing and also some kind of, like, sing rapping fusions on beats that are really awesome, and has this album out called Trap Soul, which is cool. It's like a blend of, like, trap music and trap beats with, like, a soulful singing style. He's from Louisville, Kentucky, which is sort of unusual for people in the music industry. Yeah, he's coming to Pier 6 this summer. So is Anderson .Paak. He's coming to Soundstage. But I wanted to play one of my favorite songs from the album Trap Soul by Bryson Tiller. This song is called Sorry Not Sorry. And it's another good jam. And I hope that you appreciate it. What do you want to say before we go?
Well, I just want to say one more thing. Last time we did this, Mark Steiner, our fearless leader, had some thoughts about the music. You know, he's not always into everything that we like, and he gives us a lot of freedom to play what we want on the air, so we like him for that. The only stuff he really turns his nose up at is punk and metal. So yeah, I mean, we were trying to play some stuff that Mark might like too, you know, so...
Shout out to Mark. Shout out to Valerie and the Center for Emerging Media team for making this all possible. And, of course, our broadcast family at WEAA. We hope that you like this, too. I just got to dedicate the whole hour to you.
All right. This is Sorry Not Sorry by Bryson Tiller. And stay tuned for Dee Watkins is coming up in the next hour. Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
About how you been acting, looking, you got money, now you just switched up on me. Now you wanna say what's up to me. Okay, so now you wanna make love to me. Girl, if you don't get the fuck from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me. Just be honest, girl, what you want from me? This ain't nothing new, keep it so 100. I can't let none of these niggas get one up on me. I go back, I tell you, you better run from me. Give hope to my skin, I'm looking up money. Adios to the people, can't get a hug from me. I'm high on life, that's what it does for me. My number's going up, I feel a buzz coming.